whatever you may think about those people, they certainly do make good records anyway. The Communards and Don't Leave Me This Way. 13 minutes away from 10 on Boyneside, musically back to 1983 now. Here's Christopher Cross and a track from him called All Right.
Of West Street Drogheda are having a special Tivoli Wool Advisor visiting their shop on Tuesday the 30th of September, Wednesday the 1st, Thursday the 2nd, Friday the 3rd and Saturday the 5th of October. Come in and visit Tivoli's expert advisor and see for yourself the latest designs in ready-knit jumpers and cardigans. Patterns will also be available. So don't forget to come to Tully's this week and get your advice on the best way to treat Tivoli Wool by their expert advisor. Tully's of West Street Drogheda.
At Fantasy Gardens this Friday, the 3rd of October, there's a fabulous exam special with the disco and dance Mimac Xerox from London. And don't forget Saturday, the 4th of October, don't you miss the Malibu World Super Dance Competition. This weekend, the place to be is Fantasy Gardens. It's light years ahead of the rest.
Calling all factories, offices, clubs and shops. Town Centre Jewellers Christmas Club is now open and anybody can join. Choose your Christmas gifts from the fabulous range of china, crystal, EP&S, clocks, watches and the best selection of gold rings in Drogheda. Town Centre Jewellers, Drogheda Town Centre for the very best value in gold and gifts in Drogheda.
Toru Sunbed and Twigs, introductory offer for a limited period only. Six sessions for £25. Have a suntan 365 days of the year with a Twigs Turbo Sunbed.
Wow, what a super sale. Get down to Madden's Furniture Stores. Market Green, Balbriggan, this Sunday the 5th of October. Doors open 2 to 6pm. All stocks must clear to make way for a fantastic consignment of Dutch furniture. Madden's super sale. Unbeatable slashed prices. Sunday the 5th of October at Market Green, Balbriggan.
The Glenside Hotel, Dublin Road and Drogheda present this Sunday night and every Sunday night, the Dermot Fingley Show. Come and join me for a great night's entertainment this Sunday and every Sunday, featuring the Big Box Game. And of the Big Box this week, £180. Yes, that's our jackpot. Join me this Sunday night for a great night's entertainment. There's no cover charge. See you at the Glenside this Sunday night.
Connolly's Delicatessen Drogheda Town Centre offer an exciting range of high-quality home-cooked meats at exceptional prices. This week's specials include delicious stuffed pork at 59 pence a quarter, traditional corned beef at only 79 pence a quarter, and home-cooked ox tongue at 59 pence a quarter. See also our fabulous range of traditional homemade Irish cheeses, including cheddar with Guinness, cheddar with wine, cheddar with herbs, cheddar with garlic, nettle cheese, goat's cheese, and much, much more at Connolly's Delicatessen Drogheda Town Centre.
Bubbling voice. Radio, in touch with you.
You. We are so many miles
the band Stockton's Wing, and So Many Miles. Irish music of a more traditional form with Heady Eddie after news headlines at 10 o'clock on the Green Scene programme. That's just about it from me on the breakfast programme for this morning. Jim Agnew thanking you for your company. Back Monday for Nightshade Music. I'll talk to you then. Ending off with Chris de Burgh.
Cafes are all deserted. The streets are wet again. There's nothing quite like an hour of season. The holiday town in the rain. When the tourists go, when the cold winds blow. My gun is on the plane. Home. I'm never gonna love another the way that I have loved you. It's taken me a little time to discover. Now I know it's true. My fatal hesitation made me miss the show. Oh, I know I have left.
The weather this winter with KUA Aluminium Windows and Doors. Telephone Noel on 041 51565.
Boyneside Radio.
This is the Boyneside Radio News at 10. Good morning, Jerry Malone reporting. And reports are coming in that two people have been killed in separate fires in the north this morning. One person died in a fire in Ballyclare, the other died in a fire in Hilltown and County Down. There are no further detail on both fires at the moment. A man is being questioned in Belfast this morning after what the RUC describe as the biggest arms find in the city in recent years. The RUC found two machine guns, six rifles, several thousand rounds of ammunition and about £2,000 of homemade explosives in a house in the Lenadoon area of the city. It's believed that the machine guns were capable of shooting down aircraft. Sealink sailings on the Dunleary Holyhead route have been cancelled until Monday evening at the earliest because of a stoppage by the Seamen's Union in Britain. The company says that the next sailings into Dunleary will be at 6.15 on Monday evening with the return sailing at 8.45 that night. BNI sailings are not affected. And CIE in Dublin says that there are no bus services on seven of its city routes this morning because of a three-man picket on the Phibsborough depot. These are the numbers 19, 22, 32, 34, 35, 38, 39 and 40. Meanwhile, Labour Court talks on the hospital doctors dispute have been adjourned until Monday afternoon. The discussions went on for more than 13 hours until 3:30 this morning. Reports say some progress has been made. International news now, and the Pope began his four-day visit to France this morning. He was greeted at Orly Airport by the French President François Mitterrand. Security for the Pope's visit is tight because of the threatened attacks from Arab gunmen. The Dutch government is to urge the EEC to adopt tougher sanctions against South Africa following the adoption of strict measures by the United States. The Dutch government are to call for a ban on imports of South African coal to be included in the list of community sanctions. The Soviet Communist Party newspaper Pravda said this morning that next week's Reagan-Gorbachev summit in Iceland offers a real chance for arms control agreement. Soviet spokesmen have been calling in recent days for progress towards a nuclear test ban agreement. In Sri Lanka, government forces are carrying out major operations on Tamil separatist bases. The Sri Lankan government say that several Tamil militants persons have been killed, but there has been no civilian casualties. The security operation is being concentrated on the eastern port city of Trincomalee. In Uganda, 14 people were killed in a road accident this morning. The accident happened when a lorry and a taxi collided on the main Iganga Jenja Road. 7 people were seriously injured. And finally, in Poland, the banned Solidarity trade union leader, Mr. Lech Walesa, is being questioned this morning by government officials about undertaking activities in what they called an illegal association. This is the first move against Solidarity since last month's amnesty for political prisoners. And a look at the Boyneside weather forecast for today. Well, the dry weather is to continue. Dry with good sunny spells, very mild, and the maximum temperature is 20 degrees centigrade. No sign of rain in the air. I'll be back at 11.
It pays to advertise, so be wise and advertise on the biggest local radio station in Ireland. Ring 041-37242 or from the north of Ireland, 0011-37242.
Agus an ish talk aid me la fáilte roh galeagaji an clár raic las, mis a aimin agus tóma leagaji héna tlaganiu. It's Saturday morning once again. You're very welcome to the Green Scene programme. With you for the next 3 hours on Boyneside Radio. 3 hours of the best in Irish music, old and new. Lots of requests and dedications. Phone lines open 0413 1699, from the north of Ireland 0011 31699. A big thanks for all our cards and letters we got during the post during the week, and various other requests as well we received during the week. We shall be going through them and all you send in on the telephone between now and one this afternoon. I'm playing the very best in Irish music as well. We start off with Fintan Stanley this morning, and this is called Shawl of Galway Grey. Good morning, it's 10:05 on the Green Scene.
It was short the night we parted in your shawl.
That's Fintan Stanley with a shawl of Galway Grey on the Green Scene programme. Good morning to you. Welcome into the programme. Sheila Thornton of Ballsgrove and Drogheda, good morning to you from Mona, Helena and John Joe. To Mrs. Rice of Yellowbattle, Drogheda, good morning to you from your daughters Bernadette and Mona. To Tommy and Rose Boylan, and they're from Newfield and Drogheda, best wishes on your wedding anniversary. And this is from the Boylan family, 94 Windmill Road in Drogheda. Veronica Campbell of 190 St. Finian's Park in Drogheda. Veronica is 18 today. This request comes to you, Veronica, from all the family. And also to Nora Heffernan, home from England on holidays and staying in 206 Pierce Park in Drogheda. And this is from your sister-in-law, Mary. And finally in this match, hello to Molly McGuinness of Downstown Duleek, who is celebrating a birthday coming up on the 9th of October. Wishing you all the best from all your nephews and your nieces. Daniel O'Donnell sings the praises of Antrim. The Green Glens of Antrim.
Far across yonder blue lies a true fairy land, with the sea rippling over the shingling sand, where the gay honeysuckle is luring the bee, and the green glens of Antrim are calling to me. Sure, if only you knew how the light of the moon turns a blue Irish bay.
I left you for these foreign lands against my heart's command. Whatever fortune comes my way, whatever may befall, sure I know I'll make my final destination Donegal. Yes, I know I'll make my final destination, Donegal.
Yes, a nice wee tune there from that lady called Breege Kelly and her band, the Breege Kelly Sound, and Make Your Destination, Donegal. Now, good morning to Kieran Feehan of 7 Orchard Villas in Termonfeckin and to Pauline Kerwin, 6 Beechwood Drive in Dunlear. They're getting married this morning at 11 o'clock in Dunlear. And this is from Kieran's mam, brothers and sisters, and also from Mary, Benny and all the Mead family from Sandpit. So have a good day, all of you out there. That's Kieran Feehan of Termonfeckin and Pauline Kerwin getting married this morning. Another one for both of you, and this is from Lorraine, Anne and all the Kerwin family, for both of you, Kieran and Pauline, getting married this morning. Patsy and Kathleen O'Shea now from Baltray, County Louth. Lots of love from Helen and Carmel in Jersey, and they will phone you tomorrow. A little message there for you, Patsy and Kathleen. Next request on the Green Scene programme comes in from 133F Old Westland Road in Belfast City, and it's for Shauna Hockeyan of Finnis Dramara and County Down for your 9th birthday, which was on the 1st of October, and it's from your aunt and uncle Rita and Alan Miller, 133F Old Westland Road in Belfast City. So good morning to all of you up there. Next one is for Pauline Kerwin again, would you believe, and Kieran Feehan getting married at 11 a.m. this morning in Dunlear, and this request is from Pauline's granny and granddad, who would like to wish you both the very best indeed on your big day today. Next letter is from Mossley Hill, Liverpool on Merseyside, and it's for Maeve, David, Lorna and Jennifer Pepper, and also for my good friend Alice Denning of Stonewall, Bailyborough, County Cavan. And would you also say hello to Molly Johnson from Birkenhead? Tell her my sister Maeve sends her regards and hoping she is keeping well. And would you also play When the Fields Are White with Daisies? And it's for everybody in the Irish Centre as well, and everybody who goes there on Sunday night, sent from Hazel McEnroe. So here we go with this one from Sean Dunphy and the Hoedowners, very popular wee tune, When the Fields Are White with Daisies.
I once stood in a harbour as a ship was going out on a voyage unto a port beyond the sea. I watched a blue-clad sailor as he bade his last farewell to the lassie who he loved most tenderly.
The fields are white with daisies and the rose is bloom again. Let the love light in your heart most brightly burn, for I love you, sweetheart, only, and remember when you're lonely, when the fields are white with daisies, I return.
John Dunphy and the Hoedowners, When the Fields Are White with Daisies. Good morning, the Green Scene programme in stereo from Boyneside Radio. We say good morning now to Melissa Fitzpatrick from Newtown Beaupark, County Meath, who will be a year old this forthcoming Monday. And it's from your godfather, Sean Martin of Grange Geith, Cullen. Sandra Martin of 8 Stanley Heights Lane, she was 4 yesterday. And this is from Mary, Declan, Barry, David, Tracy and Linda. From Newtown, Monaster Boyce, County Louth, would you please play a request on your Green Scene programme for my father, Joe Floyd of Monaster Boyce, whose birthday it is today. And this is from your daughter, Mary, and your granddaughter, Alison, and your son, Ben and Michael. So happy birthday there to Joe Floyd of Monaster Boyce, celebrating his birthday today. Veronica Campbell of 191 St Finian's Park in Drogheda, well, she is 18 today, and this request comes to you, Veronica, from the Trainer family. For Anne Dunphy of New Bungalows, Dunmullen, whose birthday is coming up on the 5th of October, it's from your dad and your sister Katrina, husband Joe, and daughter Sharon, and sons Trevor and Mark. To Paul Mooney, 17 Curran Park in Balbriggan, good morning to you, Sean, and Catherine Barnett of 37 Chapel Street in Drogheda, who are getting married next Thursday. And this is from Rose, Eddie and family, wishing you both all the best on your big day this forthcoming Thursday. Finally, for Edward McGrath of Tubbersoul, whose birthday is on the 11th of October, and this request comes in from your mum and dad. It's time for more music now on the Green Scene Show, and this is Coupla from Carlo and Ballyho.
You told me that you would come back someday to me in Ballyho, but never a word since you went away from me so long ago. All the hours are long, the lonely nights are drifting into years. It's getting late, but still I wait, my eyes growing dim with tears.
Put the enamel on her fingernails and varnish on her toes, and rattle on her own face and powder on her nose. She'd get a swanky barber to shave her neck or hair, but that's sufficient reason why you find me still unwed.
In a matrimonial market in the town of Mullingar, a man there introduced me to a faded film star. She's married 13 times before to men of every creed. She wished to have another go with a bachelor from Westmeath.
With enamel on her fingernails and varnish on her toes, and rattle on her old face and powder on her nose, she can get a swanky barber to shave her neck or head. But that's sufficient reason why you find me still unwed.
If your Irish come into the parlor, there's a welcome there for you. And if your name is Timothy or Pat, as long as you come from Ireland, there's a welcome on the mat. If you come from the lands of Boring, or Killarney's lace so blue, we'll sing you a song, we make a fuss. Whoever you are, you're one of us. And you're Irish, this is the place for you. If you're Irish, come into the parlor, there's a welcome there for you. And if your name is Timothy.
That's Barn Brack from Belfast. We have to leave it there, unfortunately. We've run out of time once again. Those 3 hours certainly do fly around every Saturday. We hope you enjoyed the show. Before we go, we also have a couple of requests for Eddie Carvin, 132 Bath Road, Balbriggan. He's 19 today, and this is with lots of love from Anne Marie. And another one for Eddie Carvin, celebrating his birthday today, from the O'Rourke family from Julianstown. Well, that's it, the end of yet another Green Scene programme. And you can hear the show again tonight, by the way, between the hours of 12 and 9 in the morning, repeating every 2 hours. Clutter-free Green Scene show. If you want to drop us a line during the week for your request, to guarantee your request on the Green Scene programme, it's The Green Scene Show, Boyneside Radio, Donaghy's Mill, Drogheda, County Louth, Republic of Ireland. Shin Geraleish and Clara, Gajian Chokin Jehugan, Misha Eamon, Angus Bemadarash, Arish and Chokin Jehugan, Jacket Log, Gajishin, Slán, August Bannocht, August Turara.
About the weather this winter with KUA Aluminium Windows and Doors. Telephone Noel on 041 51565.
Boyneside Radio.
This is the Boyneside Radio News at 1 o'clock. Good afternoon, Jerry Malone reporting. An Air Rianta security man at Dublin Airport was killed this morning when a car crashed into the main checkpoint at the airport. Another airport security man who was in the security hut at the time was badly injured. A BMW car crashed right through the security post, according to reports. The driver has been arrested and taken to Santra Garda Station in Dublin. The dead man has been named as Mr. Jim Murray, a married man in his 40s from Selbridge in County Kildare. It's believed that the injured man came from Duleek in County Meath.
On the first day of his visit to France, the Pope has appealed to all warring organizations of the world to observe October the 27th as a day of international peace. The Pope made his plea for a 24-hour worldwide truce at the site in France where the first French Christians died. The Pope said the truce would enable the warring organizations to think about the reasoning behind their violence. The Pope arrived in Lyon this morning amid massive security for his four-day visit. He was greeted at Lyon Airport by the French President François Mitterrand. It's the Pope's third trip to France and his 31st outside Italy. In the north, 150 jobs are to be lost at the Guildford Ring Spinners Factory, Dunbar McMaster, in County Down. About half the workers come from Guildford itself, where Dunbar McMaster are the major employer. Forensic experts are examining the machine gun capable of bringing down aircraft, which was found in a raid by the Northern Security Forces in West Belfast late last night. They're trying to find which country the huge Browning gun came from. The RUC said this afternoon that it most likely came from the United States. Other arms found in the raid were high-velocity and semi-automatic rifles, thousands of bullets and 1,400 pounds of explosives. The RUC say they've undoubtedly foiled a bombing campaign and saved lives. A man is being questioned by the police in Belfast this afternoon. Is still in the north, and an 89-year-old woman died on her way to hospital this morning after being rescued from a blaze at her Ballyclare home. She was named a short time ago as Christina Montgomery. And a 75-year-old man who died after a fire at his home this morning in Hilltown near Rathfryland in County Down has been named as William Joseph Figg, and a retired farmer. He also died on his way to hospital this morning following the blaze. The RUC are investigating a fire at the Holy Child Nursery School at Sleeve Galleon Drive in West Belfast, and the police in the north are also investigating an incident at the Suffolk Presbyterian Church on the outskirts of Belfast when satanic graffiti was daubed on the building. International news, and in Iran, Tehran Radio said a short time ago that the Syrian diplomat who was kidnapped there on Thursday was released this morning. The report said he was left in a street in the north of Tehran. It said he was in good health. There's still no indication, however, who was behind the kidnapping. Sea-Link sailings on the Dunleary-Holyhead route have been cancelled until Monday evening because of a stoppage by the Seamen's Union in Britain. The company says the next sailings into Dunleary will be at 6.15 on Monday evening, with a return sailing at 8.45 that night. B&I sailings are not affected, and Sealink sailings, meanwhile, on the Larnstrand Rare route are also affected at the moment. Workers on this route are meeting at the moment to decide whether or not to join the strike. Reports today say that plans for an IRA army convention to debate the ending of the Sinn Féin abstentionist policy towards the Dáil are being discussed in Republican circles. The reports say that the convention would involve up to 100 representatives from IRA units and would probably be held in the south. Only one previous IRA army convention has been held since the Troubles began in 1968. That was in 1973, and according to the IRA's Green Book, conventions are banned during what they call a period of war. The Soviet Communist Party newspaper Pravda said this afternoon that next week's Reagan-Gorbachev summit in Iceland offers a real chance for arms control agreement. Soviet spokesmen have been calling in recent days for progress towards a nuclear test ban agreement. In Sri Lanka, government forces are carrying out major operations on Tamil separatist bases this afternoon. The Sri Lankan government say that several Tamil militants have been killed, but there has been no civilian casualties. The security operation has been concentrated on the eastern port city of Trincomalee. In Poland, the banned Solidarity trade union leader, Mr. Lech Walesa, is being questioned this afternoon by government officials about undertaking activities in an illegal organisation. This is the first move against Solidarity since last month's amnesty for political prisoners. In Uganda, 14 people were killed in a road accident this morning. The accident happened when a lorry and a taxi collided on the main Iganga Jinja Road. 7 people were seriously injured. And Ugandan troops have killed more than 90 rebels in the north of the country this morning. Since President Museveni seized power last January, parts of the ousted regime have been carrying out terrorist attacks in northern Uganda on government forces. The Dutch government is to urge the EEC to adopt tougher sanctions against South Africa following the adoption of strict measures by the United States government. The Dutch government are called to call for a ban on imports of South African coal to be included in the list of community sanctions already being imposed against South Africa. The Shelburne Hotel in Dublin is still open this afternoon despite an official pay strike. A management spokesman said the hotel remained open because some staff were still working. An ITGWU spokesman said that more than 100 of the 180 staff are in dispute. In Scotland, more than 1,000 anti-nuclear demonstrators turned out for a mass trespass at the Coalport Trident nuclear submarine base on the Clyde this morning. Tomorrow, 30,000 people will form a human chain across 30 miles of country in a dramatic anti-nuclear protest around the base. In Australia, 7 people were arrested this morning during a fleet review by the Duke of Edinburgh. Prince Philip was reviewing 41 ships from 7 nations berthed in Sydney Harbour. The 7 who were arrested were protesting about the fact that some of the ships carried nuclear warheads. CIE says there's no bus services on 8 of its routes this afternoon because of a 3-man picket on the Phibsborough depot. Labour court talks on the hospital doctors' dispute have been adjourned until Monday afternoon. In Dublin, a 21-year-old woman was killed this morning when she was struck while crossing the Old Bridge Road at Temple Oak. French police say that the bodies of a couple found bound and gagged in Cornfield in Brittany in the north of France were those of the 2 missing British teachers from Norfolk. A post-mortem showed that the 2 teachers were shot in the head. Swarms of grasshoppers have invaded the West African capital of Chad in N'Djamena. The authorities have been forced to spray the city with insecticide. The young woman killed in a car crash on the main Dublin-Belfast road just north of Castle Bellingham yesterday has been named. She was Caroline Hickey of Merino Green in Dublin. The accident happened following a collision between a car and a lorry. The lorry driver was treated for head injuries. 5 people have been killed in the Dundalk area in 2 separate road accidents in the past 4 days. A County Meath farmer died in St Vincent's Hospital in Dublin yesterday, 2 days after being injured by a falling tree. It's understood that Mr William Costello, aged 61, of Old Road Dunsany, was felling trees when the accident happened. And finally, in Dundalk, water rationing is expected to begin again on Monday. Water levels in the town's reservoir have been dropping because of the dry weather over the past month. The rationing will last from 12 at night until 7 in the morning on each day until the wet weather returns. And the Boyneside weather forecast now for the next 24 hours. This afternoon we'll see dry weather with good sunny spells and very mild, and the maximum temperatures 20 degrees centigrade. Tonight mainly dry with fog patches in places and a little drizzle also. The outlook continuing mostly mild throughout the next 4 to 5 days, mainly dry at first on Monday, rain later, increased cloud amounts during the week, and the bad news for the weather watchers is that heavy rain will spread from the west next weekend, bringing an end to the Indian summer. And the shipping forecast for the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours, winds east or northeast, force 2 to 4, veering south to southwest, increasing force 4 or 5. And the weather fair at first, rain or drizzle later, visibility good, becoming moderate. That's all from the news desk at the moment. I'll be back at 2 with the next news update.
We got it, the great sound of today, Bubbling Boyneside Radio, in touch with you.
Thinking of buying a house? Well, buy a Frank Taff house at Riverview Mall and qualify for new government grants. All buyers now qualify for £2,250 and first-time buyers £4,250. Corporation tenants can receive £9,250. There's no stamp duty and loans can be arranged. There are new 3-bedroom bungalows and 3-bedroom semi-detached houses at Riverview Mall. Show houses open this Sunday and every Sunday from 3 to 5:30pm or anytime by phone. Owning the selling agents AJ Maguire and Son Auctioneers, 21 Lawrence Street, Drogheda. Telephone 041 32838. That's 041 32838. And don't miss out on this opportunity.
Turbo Sunbed at Twiggs. Introductory offer for a limited period only. 6 sessions for £25. Have a suntan 365 days of the year with a Twiggs Turbo Sunbed.
The Star and Crescent Recreation Centre, Fairgreen, Drogheda, have Dancing in the Lounge this Saturday night to Jerry and the Somerset. A night you can't miss because there's always the best in entertainment in the Star and Crescent Recreation Centre. And don't forget, Trendy's Disco is on this Sunday night and every Sunday night. So come to the Star and Crescent. You won't be disappointed.
Newtown Furniture Drive-In Stores have a complete range of quality household furniture on display in their showrooms on the Termonfeckin Road. Visit their bedding department and see the selection available, all at unbeatable prices. Remember, for value and service, you can't pass Newtown Furniture Drive-In Stores on the Termonfeckin Road. They're open Monday to Friday, 9 o'clock until 6, and Saturday, 10 o'clock until 1. We're on the Termonfeckin Road, just 3 minutes from Drogheda.
The Office Centre presents Drogheda's first business equipment show on Tuesday and Wednesday, the 7th and 8th of October, in the Whitehorse Hotel, West Street, Drogheda, from 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Displaying our full range of products and services, from stationery to word processors. We have everything for the complete office. We are giving away a free, yes, free cordless telephone with every Panasonic telephone answering machine bought or leased during the show. The Business Equipment Show, 7th and 8th of October, in the Whitehorse Hotel, Drogheda.
There's big night entertainment in O'Neill's new lounge in Duleek. The Duleek Soccer Club presents a cabaret show featuring John Collier, Ray and Dickey, Sunset and the Four Lovely Disco Dancers this Saturday night, the 4th of October. And on Sunday night, there's old-time dancing and traditional music with a Croda sound. No cover charge. O'Neill's of Duleek are now accepting bookings for birthday parties, reunions and club fundraisings. O'Neill's new lounge, Duleek, County Meath. Don't miss the big cabaret night on Saturday, October 4th.
Tully's of West Street, Drogheda are having a special Tivoli wool advisor visiting their shop on Tuesday the 30th of September, Wednesday the 1st, Thursday the 2nd, Friday the 3rd and Saturday the 5th of October. Come in and visit Tivoli's expert advisor and see for yourself the latest designs in ready-knit jumpers and cardigans. Patterns will also be available. So don't forget to come to Tully's this week and get your advice on the best way to treat Tivoli wool by their expert advisor. Tully's of West Street, Drogheda.
Newsflash from Shannon Holmes. Luxury new three-bedroom detached bungalows eligible for £4,250 grant. The best value in town at only £28,500. Also available are attractive new two-bedroom semi-detached bungalows and four-bedroom semi-detached homes. There's a wonderful opportunity for new home buyers. Show house on view this Saturday and Sunday from 2 to 5.30 or call to auctioneer Tommy Byrne at his office 15 North Quay, Drogheda.
Valueland. Yes, when it comes to continuous value in stationery, housewares, fashion, jewellery, cosmetic and toys, we can't be beaten. Three 100 watt bulbs for 99p. Twin tape deck radio, only £59.99. Three packs of giant refuse sacks, 99p. Two Star Wars figures, 99p. Our Christmas club is now open. Join today and get offers like this. Police bike, 19.95. Tractor and trailer, 19.95. Plus hundreds of toys and gifts arriving daily. Yes, it's no wonder all of Drogheda is talking about Valueland in West Street. Yes, it's your wonderland of value. Call in today to Valueland.
It pays to advertise, so be wise and advertise on the biggest local radio station in Ireland. Ring 041-37242 or from the north of Ireland, 0011-37242.
Driving all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You out here driving all the time. You never ever caught a rabbit. You ain't no friend of mine. Well, I said you were high class, but that was just a lie. Somebody said you were high class, but that was just a lie. You ain't never caught a rabbit. You ain't no friend of mine.
Hello.
Hello there. Good afternoon to you. It's 1:15 on Boyneside Radio on a fabulous, gorgeous Saturday afternoon with the sun teeming down from the skies. And I'm Dave C, coming in here to you every Saturday around this time, between now and 3 o'clock. You're with a programme called Solid Gold Saturday, featuring all the big hits from the 50s and 60s. You're very welcome along. We started off with, of course, Jerry Lee Lewis, and we decided to feature Jerry Lee Lewis in the show today, playing you all or most of his greatest hits since he came on the scene way back in the mid-50s. Now then, let's hear what's next. Here come the Merseys and a lovely song. It's called Sorrow. Song that was. We normally come in bang, 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 a very heavy, fast song. But he was like, wow, such a gorgeous day today. We said we'd kind of keep it kind of quiet, just for a while anyway. Things were only out of bed as well at the same time. It's 21 minutes after 1 o'clock. Let's open the phone lines now. Oh, look at the phone side. 0413 1699. That's our number. 0413 1699. If you'd like us to play a golden oldie for you today on the radio, here's the Mighty Quinn from the mighty band Manfred Mann.
But baby, remember, I'll be back December. But till then, I write you every day. Oh, Julie, 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 do you love me? Julie, 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 do you care? Julie, Julie, are you thinking of me?
Now that's White Plains. What a marvellous song that is, called Julie, 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 do you love me? Now, we got a phone call from a lady in Dublin, in Blanchardstown, lovely part of Dublin, the posh part of Dublin, I'm told. And she wants to play a Billy Fury song. I haven't actually played Billy Fury for quite a long time on this particular radio programme on a Saturday, although we've been doing this show for about 2 or 3 years now, I think, but we haven't played Billy Fury an awful lot. And I know that he's very, very popular. And this lady happens to know Billy's mammy in Liverpool. And we got a phone call on the radio show yesterday from Liverpool. Maybe Mrs. Witcherly. Mrs. Witcherly, in fact, is Billy's mum. Maybe she's listening over there. Hello to you. For those of you who don't know, really, Billy Fury was widely regarded as the only genuine British rock and roll artist to have emerged during the 50s. He was born Ronald Witcherly. It was the 70th of April in 1941 in Liverpool. And he died, unfortunately, tragically very young, on the 28th of January, 3 years ago. And, well, what can you say except say hello to Monica O'Byrne, very nice lady who gave us a call from Blanchardstown in Dublin. She wants us to play this song for her from Billy Fury, and as we said, dedicated to his mammy over in Liverpool, Mrs. Witcherly. So here you are. Thank you for the call, Monica. Billy Fury here, and in thoughts of you.
love you, I'll spend my days in thoughts of you, now and always. It seems I have no choice, I hear your voice wherever I may be.
And oh! Johnny, be good!
Yeah, our featured artist today, of course, Jerry Lee Lewis there, and a song called Johnny Be Good. Lovely record indeed. Now it's 24 minutes to do. We've got our phone numbers 041-316-99. If you'd like a request or a dedication, 041-316-99.